of Shabbos Parashas. Vayigash, Yehuda finally stands up to Yosef. He's the king. He's entered the entire, his kingdom, Klal Yisrael, is in jeopardy. He realizes that Yosef is putting the entire Klal Yisrael. Binyamin is attacking them personally, and he says, Ad Kan. And Yosef says, Ad Kan on this end too. And Yosef, Oida Bichai. The interaction becomes, it's just astounding. Like the shock, the terror, the joy, the tears, the meaning of Yaakov and Yosef. I mean, it's got to be like one of the most emotionally driven parashas. Yosef tells the brothers, who are, you know, they're quaking. They just realize that the brother who they sold, they killed, they threw out, they abandoned, he's here, and he's thriving. And he's Yosef HaTzadik, he rules over Egypt, he's ruling over Egypt. Egypt isn't ruling over him. Like, he's Taka. We totally misread him. Yosef says, it wasn't you. It was the Rabbeinu Shlalem. The Rabbeinu Shlalem sent me down here to run over to take care of Mitzrayim, to rule over, to set up Shibud Mitzrayim, which was the melting, the cooking pot, what was it called? The preparation for Har Sinai. There's a big plan here. You were just a pawn. Don't worry about it. The clarity to be able to see that this is MS and that the Rabbeinu Shlalem is running the show, even though it's very easy to harbor feelings against, you know, negative feelings against his brothers. They were definitely the, you know, the negative shluchim. But it's a tremendous avodah for us to be able to look at all the people in our lives who do things that aren't the most positive and to be able to say, look, you're a shliach, you're Yad Hashem. With the war going on, you see Yad Hashem everywhere. And it's a good time to be able to imbibe that message, that not just the message, but the feeling, the belief, the trust in Hashem, to realize this is all Hashem. Just one story that jumps out is that, I like the story because it has a good new vart. Like there's an obvious lesson from it. It's just the story isn't much if you don't take anything from it, if you don't, you know, do something in response. But there's a chevr who was hanging out, there's a group of soldiers who had taken over a villa in Gaza. They cleared out everything and they were just, you know, bunking down for the night. Some are upstairs, some are downstairs, and they made a minyan. You try to imagine what's going on over there. They're lighting an area, they're doing mitzvahs in Gaza, of all places. And they were about to start davening. One of the guys said, you know, I'll be your 10th man, I just need to go to the bathroom. So they're waiting. A minute or two, he's not coming out. It's like we want to daven. So they went to go check on him, see if he's okay. And they hear just like scuffling and moaning inside. So they bang down the door and they see him down in a hole in the bathroom floor. One of the tiles was removed and there was a tunnel there. And Hamas was pulling him, Machshimam Zichron was pulling him down into their tunnels. So they grab his hand, who's clawing onto the floor. They wouldn't be dragged down. They yank him out. They throw down a bunch of grenades. They blast the whole tunnel. And Baruch Hashem. I mean, if you could imagine, the worst case scenario is really bad. Like, the Hamas was sitting in this house waiting for them. They're going to come out and kill them. That was the plan. And this, you know, ruined their element of surprise because one of them went to go daven before. They went to the went to go to the bathroom before davening. Kind of halacha. So, obvious lesson, go to the bathroom before davening. I mean, the Gerach Hasidim are very, very makbid on this. Daven with a minion. You know, there are lessons to take from it. But in a broader scope, we realize that this isn't something you could plan out. There's no military strategy that'll say, look under, you know, tiles in a bathroom. They're Rabbeinu Shlalem. It's all their Rabbeinu Shlalem. L'toy v'l'ra. And even the Ra is just a shadow of the Rabbeinu Shlalem, which Be'ezer Hashem, it'll be, you know, a sheep in wolf's clothing, all an encasement of the package of Bias Gal Tzedek, of Mashiach, of Olam Haba. And we should just be worthy. We should be at a good place when Mashiach comes with our relationship with Hashem, relationship with ourselves, and the Torah mitzvahs that we're able to accumulate and the challenges we're able to overcome by the time Mashiach comes. B'mehir v'meinu. Amen. Oh. Good job, bitch.